I'm Jacob Resnick with this news update. The administration of Governor Bill Walker has denied a climate change petition submitted by a group of teens. The petition had asked the state to reduce carbon emissions, monitor greenhouse gases, and come up with a long-term climate change strategy. In late August, the teens hand-delivered the petition to DEC Commissioner Larry Hartig. In his rejection letter, Hartig said the request posed, quote, significant consequences for employment and resource development in the state. Seb Kurland, a member of Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, the group that submitted the proposal, was initially disappointed by the decision, but the 17-year-old from Juneau not giving up.
I'm hopeful that the governor and the lieutenant governor will take action on this subject and their newly appointed members will do something about it.
The governor's office has made some strides to address climate change. It's created the position of climate change advisor. Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott says a climate plan is forthcoming. Meanwhile, mayors across Alaska are asking the legislature to solve the state's multi-billion-dollar deficit during next month's special session. The Juneau Empire reports that the Alaska Municipal League and Alaska Conference of Mayors wrote the legislature asking for progress. A Juneau woman who was surrendering herself at Lemon Creek Correctional Center was caught with what one state trooper described as a large amount of contraband. Alaska State Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters said prison workers discovered suspected drugs in a body cavity on Tuesday.
A chain with rings on it, some suspected controlled substances, as well as a few other items. In the dispatch, it does say that it was a large amount. We don't really have a dollar value yet because it depends on what the crime lab determines to be the suspected controlled substances.
The contraband was seized. Troopers have not named the 31-year-old woman. Nearly 300 species of sea creatures from Japan have hitchhiked on debris from the 2011 tsunami to the shores of Alaska. The critters include mussels, fish, crabs, and some things too tiny to see. Experts say it's the largest and longest marine migration documented, and if the animals take hold on the west coast of the United States, it could be a problem. The research was first reported in the journal Science. And in the world of weather, look for some sunny skies today with temperatures to reach around 57. Isolated showers after 10 p.m. with patchy fog returning after 1 a.m., lows dipping around 44. Early morning fog in the forecast for Saturday, scattered showers after 4 p.m., but some sunshine in there with a high near 53 and calm winds. Sunday looks sunny with a high near 52, clear overnight with low around 40. And that sunshine is forecast to remain on Monday, with the rain not likely to return until Tuesday. That's your news and weather update from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Jacob Resnick.